Monster News.
It is Tuesday, September 15th, 2009. I'm Dr. Atlantis, and this is Monster News. Today, three stories about monsters with wings. A lot of Thunderbird activity has cropped up recently in the cryptozoology community. Two interesting photographs, which on first glance seem to show large winged animals. I will link to all relevant photos in the show notes. The first photo is from Cryptomundo by way of the Anomalist and shows a stunning cloud and sunset with what might be a large bird-like shape over a parking lot. A very thorough investigation by the cryptozoology enthusiasts of the internet has determined this to be a street lamp in the parking lot. The pole is missing because lighting in the photo was too bright and concealed it. The second set of photos appear to show a giant bird-like creature, perhaps. The mysterious shape does not change at all in multiple photos, which implies it is a fixed shape, and the general consensus is that this is a crack or flaw in the windshield through which the photo was taken. Yet all of this shows a strong interest in Thunderbirds, and we will be talking to Dr. David Martell in an upcoming episode of Monster Talk to discuss the Thunderbird, pterosaurs, and the strange bioluminescent creatures claimed to be lurking in the air over Papua New Guinea. When word broke that a Jefferson County, Kentucky man had photographed something unusual in his garden, NBC affiliate Wave 3 News of Louisville, Kentucky, sent out reporter Elizabeth Donatelli to cover the story. Donatelli's investigative journalism brought us this tale of a man whose garden was being ravaged by a mysterious creature. Kenny Mahoney put a game camera out to catch the culprit. The camera took pictures of several known animals and one mysterious black blob. Could this be Bigfoot?
Some have guessed a bear or an ape, but have you ever heard of either in Jefferson County?
Good question, investigative reporter Elizabeth Donatelli of Wave 3 News, Louisville, Kentucky. The black wings on the creature make me conclude that this is a bird whose photo has been taken in flight, its wings on a downstroke. I am not a photography expert, but my research has shown me that this kind of effect demonstrates how perspective can be misleading. Perhaps someday this kind of trick may be exploited by films, which want to make short actors appear tall, or tall buildings appear to be tiny. And when those days come, and when we're able to see those films come to life through this trick of photography, maybe we'll all take a moment and thank investigative journalist Elizabeth Donatelli for showing us that even birds can be giants in the right perspective. Monster News is a micro-podcast companion to Monster Talk, and we will examine monsters in the news. Thanks for listening.
When I spy a monster, I'll scare